You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg for the local news department. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is Borough Business. It's our call-in show. I'm joined in the studio today by Mayor Mark Jensen and Borough Assembly Member Kurt Wallhuter. Thank you both for coming in today. And we've got lots to talk about for tonight's agenda, including the second reading of the borough's marijuana ordinance. And the borough has been going through the process of creating a new law for regulating marijuana businesses in town. And Kurt, you've talked a little bit with the newspaper about maybe putting this issue to a public vote at some point about whether the community wants to opt out of allowing businesses in the borough. Is that right?
Well, what happened was is I mentioned it to somebody that somebody asked me what our options were, and I told them that I thought we had an opt-out option yet. You know, when I talked to, I also talked to Jay about it, and he said, "Oh yeah, that was still always on the table, was an opt-out." And then I got a call from the newspaper, and I'm down in the bilge trying to put my clutch together, and so you know it was just a really quick little conversation. He said, "I hear you're going to maybe present that," and I said, "Well, yeah, you know that's certainly something that we can you know talk about and what we need to continue to talk about." And but, you know, it's just kind of, I guess it's like pulling the emergency cord on the bus. It, you know, I don't want the bus to completely come to a screeching halt in the direction we're going, but it seems to be typical in this town that we can have 100 different meetings for, you know, for this particular subject, and nobody's going to say boo until all of a sudden they start to see somebody marching down that road. So, anyway, I'm hoping that we'll generate some interest, which it sounds like it will, if we've been reading our emails correctly and the telephone calls that I've gotten and things like that.
You've been getting some feedback?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, pros and cons. So, you know, it should be a really interesting meeting tonight. So,
how do you feel? Do you support this going to another vote? I mean, I guess the last vote was statewide on whether to legalize overall as a whole, and we've just been looking at the Petersburg results and taking that. But we haven't had a specific borough vote on it. Do you think it should go to that, or...?
Well, what I was really hoping that would have happened in the past was that, you know, we had a marijuana committee, you know, to look at the different, you know, what we were going to come up with as an ordinance. We had a few meetings and then it was disbanded because we were deemed ineffective, you know, and you know this was all brand new ground for everybody, you know, and so there was a lot of information that we could have been able to gather. And we did the best we could with what little information was coming in, so we kind of thought we would just go into kind of a wait and see mode and let's see what else developed, and it got to a point where that some for one reason or another the committee was disbanded, which I believe took the voice away from the community to have a voice in how this should have been shaped. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that don't care if we sell pot in town, but they don't want it right downtown. I mean, I've talked to people that just don't want it, period. I've talked to people that, you know, doesn't matter, it could be sold downtown. So, you know, there's a lot of varying opinions here, and that could have all been vetted at it, I think, at this marijuana committee meetings if it would have been, you know, it was never really well attended by anybody outside of the communities, but, you know, like I say, it was so new to everybody that nobody really thought that it was really going to look like this, you know. Now that we're starting to see how it's looking, people are starting to come out of the woodwork, and everybody's got an opinion about it.
And the committee meetings I attended, there wasn't much support for having a borough-wide ban on businesses. The committee kind of took it in the direction of we're operating under the assumption we're going to allow businesses, and they took it from there in terms of how the borough would regulate that. So that's what I heard in that discussion from those meetings last year. Mark, your thoughts? Have you been getting a lot of feedback on this topic?
Recently, since the paper last week came out with the discussion about the opt-out idea. but I've got, you know, people on both sides of the fence. You know, yeah, I'll let the public vote on it and then say, no, we already did. And we did vote on it once to legalize it in the state, and Petersburg was a 58% for and 42% against that, but whether they didn't know what they're voting for at the time, you know, whether they could have businesses actually selling it or consuming it on site in your borough, I don't know if people knew that or not, but I knew all along this was going to be controversial at some point, and you know, that's why right after it became legalized in the state, I suggested we formed a committee, and that's where the committee came from. And you know, I think they came up with some ideas, but maybe they weren't, you know, getting all the traction that I thought that I'd hoped they would have, and for information for the assembly. But now we're to the second reading of the ordinance, and actually we're not going to have the second reading. We're just going to have the public hearing tonight. And normally we'd have the second reading the same night, but we're going to actually have a public hearing again once the smoke-free ordinance has to be modified to get this to move forward.
To allow for on-site consumption.
On-site smoking, yeah. Okay. So, and also what would happen is we'll, you know, and here we're talking about penalties for marijuana, that ordinance too, but all three of them will probably go, if it keeps going forward, to the third reading at the same time. So we'll have two public hearings on this, and now is when the public should come to the meeting tonight and, you know, voice their opinion. So if it ends up being just a borough assembly decision, at least we'll have input, I hope.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, and two people, you know, could either, you know, write us, you know, email us, call us, you know. I mean, emails are better because then there's a paper trail. I've gotten several calls from people, you know, voicing their opinion, and I would just assume it was, you know, everybody got that same information, so it's just not me, you know, because it's easy for me to say that, you know, I've talked to a dozen people and, you know, and they have the same opinion that I do. You know, I'd rather that if anybody's going to comment on this, that they either email Kathy or not Kathy, but Debbie and or Steve Giesbrecht or the assembly, because, you know, we're on the webpage there. So why don't they just, you know, email it to all of us so we all have the same information.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree exactly. We need the same information. If one assembly member gets a personal email about it, it should be shared with everybody so we're all making a decision on the same information. So.
And in looking at, there's a list of all the communities in the state on the Marijuana Control Board's site and which ones have enacted bans for various sorts. And it looks like communities can even they can ban cultivation and allow retail sales, or they can, you know, there's five or six different categories that looks like there's possible bans for. So if you were to go to a public vote, you might have to go down and have five different questions or something like that to say what level, what do we want to allow, what do we want to ban. Does that sound pretty accurate, or would you imagine it just be an up or down vote? Do we want to allow any businesses of any kind for marijuana in the borough, Kurt?
You know, when I first started thinking about that, I thought about, you know, just like you said, you know, three or four different kind of questions. If you answer yes on this one, then you can go ahead and answer the rest of them. Or if you answer no on this one, then you're done. But, you know, it just seemed kind of complicated in that respect. You know, we have a lot to discuss, and I'm hoping it doesn't go to that point. Mark and I were just talking, and I was asking him about, if, you know, what have we talked about in the way of borough taxation on it? Is it just going to be the 6%, or is the borough going to be adding on more funds just like the, you know, like the state is? And, you know, we haven't had that discussion yet. You know, we've got a long way to go, I think, before this is kind of hashed out, and I think everybody feels comfortable with what's going on. So, I'm hoping it's not just one question on the ballot, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe we can get this all hashed out before October and everybody feels as though they've had a chance to, you know, to have an opinion on it and say their piece. And then if it does come down to a vote of the borough, at least maybe then we'll have a much better idea. I mean, if we get a show of hands there tonight and it's 50-50, you know, which 50 are going to walk out of there happy if we vote on it tonight, and which 50 are going to, you know, walk out of there bummed out, you know, like we didn't hear them. So, you know, I mean, I think if you have an opinion on this, please email us, you know, email all of us so we all, you know what your views are. And then I think maybe before October we can make that decision on what we're going to do. I don't know. I mean, like I say, there's a lot of ground to be covered here yet.
If there is a vote, it does have to happen this year, because there's already one business that's going to go through the process of applying for retail sales on Main Street, and a second business that's applying for a cultivation permit out in the Papke's Landing area. And those businesses, as far as I know, are planning to operate next year. So,
yeah, I think we need to keep it moving forward. And you know, as far as putting it on the ballot, I'll see what the input is from the residents that hopefully email or come to the meeting and talk to us or whatever. But I think, you know, you got an elected body to make a decision. You should give me your opinion and let them, in this situation, just let it keep moving forward. That's how I feel about it. But we'll find out more tonight. I'm sure it'll be hopefully as well attended if people want to state their opinion.
Okay, so again, yeah, Kirk.
And one other comment there, you know, in the newspaper there, they do have, if people are opposed to these businesses actually having licenses, and you know, you can make a comment to Anchorage there's a place, some control board up there that you can write to. It's been in the newspaper, so I mean, if people really feel that strongly about it, then they can go ahead and write those, you know, write to Anchorage and those guys, because they haven't gotten their licenses yet. They've just applied for them, so it's, you know, I mean, they've taken the can is lined up, but it's not quite yet kicked down the road yet. So
okay,
and we're not going to, as an assembly, take any action on putting it on the ballot tonight or not, because it wasn't advertised in time to be on this agenda. So depends on the discussion. If the agenda gets modified tonight, if the assembly comes up with some kind of a direction to put it on the one of the, you know, next meetings coming up soon, and we need to do that because we're going to be scrambling to have a quorum even coming up here mid-June.
Are we coming up against the deadlines to get a question on the ballot, or the assembly has more time to make that decision? But
June,
I wonder
20th.
If we're already past the deadline for a citizens initiative of any sort.
I think that's sometime in third week in April for okay. Citizens initiative. I just asked the clerk this morning if my memory's right, and June 20th is the deadline for the borough to put it on the ballot. So decision has to be made pretty soon.
Okay. So in terms of time frame, with that no smoking ordinance change that needs to happen, that's going to be in the next couple months. Are you starting right away on getting that? That's not on tonight's agenda. So
no, we were waiting for some information back from the attorney.
Okay.
And then hopefully it'll be first reading of that will be at the next meeting, which is, you know, for 6th of June or whatever it is, 2nd of June. I can't remember for sure. I'd have to look at a calendar, but then, you know, it takes three readings, so it'll be end of July before they all go to the third reading.
Okay. All right. But again, for people listening, tonight's your chance to give some public input and get the word in, or email, or otherwise communicate.
And this is kind of the first time I've seen it since I've been an elected official, is that we're having a public hearing, but we're not having a second reading of the ordinance that same night. So we'll actually have another public hearing at the official second reading of the ordinance. So it'll be two times, you know, for people to come and comment. So if you don't have your ideas formulated yet, just keep in touch and come to the next meeting.
All right. Does that cover the marijuana ordinance pretty well for now? Also, another decision going to be making tonight is on the tax rate for town. It looks like there's a possible very small decrease for Service Area 1 property owners for their tax because of the debt payment going down this year. And the as written up right now, the people outside Service Area 1 would continue at that 4 mils. Any consideration of, I know the discussion came up last month about, you know, changing some of the other tax rates out there for people who don't get the same services as Service Area 1. Is that going to be in the discussion tonight? Or?
I don't know if it could come up in a discussion tonight. I know it came up the one meeting there, two meetings ago. But that was the last meeting, first one in their new hangout up there. But it could, you know, and maybe there's some merit to that. We'd need to address it.
Yeah, I think it's just something that we need to look at, you know, a little deeper, you know, and try to figure out. Oftentimes those people, you know, that live further out that don't have as many services, you know, their property's not valued near as much as it should be if they did have all the services. So that's kind of taken into account. But that seems like that could kind of be subjective too. So, you know, in my mind, you know, do we just, you know, just charge them what their property's worth, let's just say, and then we reduce their mill rate? I mean, it's going to be 6 of 1, half a dozen the other, I think. So, I think it's something that we need to kind of put to rest. I think I read in the paper it's come and gone a couple of different times, you know. So, you know, I think we all have to decide at some point, you know, what rules we're playing by and just stick with them.
Okay. And this is an annual decision too. I mean, the assembly votes on the tax rate every year, so
right.
I mean, future assemblies can go a different direction.
But, well, it depends on the assessed value of the property and how much you're going to bring in, and
okay. There's a bid award for upgraded public safety communications system. This is part of the police station municipal building overhaul renovation that's already underway. It looks like they're tearing pieces off the side of that building already. And any thoughts on expanded communications, upgraded communications for police, fire, and safety? Mark?
Well, I think that we've discussed this before, and about, you know, there was kind of a controversy about the amount and what quality of equipment we were getting. It sounds like it's going to be good stuff, and actually this bid is like $147,000 less than what we planned, so it's a little bit cheaper, which is good. Yeah, we did get a report on the progress on the building, and it sounds like it's moving along fairly quickly, so hopefully there's no, you know, stumbling along the way in renovating that old building, but I think it was a good idea, so it'd be nice to see it complete.
Okay. This bid award is for $446,000, and there's some of that money, or some of that cost, is covered by a Homeland Security grant.
$150,000 of that, okay. Yeah. So
this will make the old server that's up there in the police station go away, that patched together kind of system they have going on up there?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. You'll also be hearing a report from the committee that's getting ready for Southeast Conference, which is coming up in September. The annual meeting of that group happens in Petersburg this year, and that'll be exciting. But I think there's probably lots to get ready for. A couple hundred people coming to town? Not that many? Or
it could be. Sometimes they're well-attended, sometimes they aren't. But, I guess, what is it? The theme for it this year is Making Waves, Bold Strategies for a Sustainable Future. So that's the theme of the Southeast Conference here this September, and also the week before that, I believe there's a Parks and Rec statewide meeting here as well. So it's going to be a busy couple weeks for town. Hopefully it brings a lot of people in.
Maybe you could refresh my memory, Mark. Is this the first time AML's been in Petersburg?
Oh, this is the
Southeast Conference.
Southeast Conference.
Yeah,
oh,
once before.
Okay.
Yeah, we had it in the gym, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it went well.
Good.
Seemed like, yeah.
Good. Yeah, I should be more boned up on that, but, you know.
Well, and if people don't know, I mean, it's a group of municipalities, businesses, regional groups, and there's a lot of good information there about what projects are happening, trends in population, economic development, all that good stuff. So.
Job opportunities and, education in the area. And so, hopefully it'll be a good one.
All right. A couple of change orders for sewer system projects. These are on South Nordic and Haugen Drive and are done along with the road work that's happening there. Any heartburn on change orders with those projects?
Well, they need to be done. Now's the time to do it if the roads are going to be dug up instead of resurfacing them and then find out that, you know, there's a problem later. And one of them was collapsed, I guess, between south end or the bottom of Lumber Street over towards Singley Alley, so it's a good thing they caught that. And I don't know, I think they're coming in soon to replace that section of line. I don't know if they're waiting for materials or what, but
I'm sure this doesn't come as a surprise to anybody who's ever had any boat work done.
That open hole.
The minute you take a plank off, then you notice that the ribs are rotten, so you know you have to replace those too, and that was never on the agenda. So we just got to be able to roll with it.
Never as good as you expected it to be.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I think we've covered the major topics for tonight. What else should we tell people about in other business? Mark, you've been involved in transboundary rivers and monitoring what's going on with the mining projects. We heard last week that the Alaska's congressional delegation has sent a letter to Secretary Kerry about that issue. Are you encouraged by that news?
Yeah, I am. So hopefully it gets the International Joint Commission involved, and we actually get some commitment that has some teeth in it about our waters being protected from things that could happen upstream. Right now we still have a mine in Taku River, the Tolskwa mine, that's leaching. It has been for years, and they haven't done anything about it. So hopefully it makes a difference.
Okay. Kurt, any thoughts on that?
No. Well, you know, if you don't do anything at all, you know, if you don't keep leaning on them, you're never going to, you know, I mean, if as long as you're paying attention to it, then people are going to be playing a little bit differently, so.
Okay.
The only other item I see is the support for a Ravens Trailhead project, so that's a small thing. But, very nice, though, the modifications they've done on the trail.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And a Little Norway Festival getting going here. It's already underway, really, but Wednesday and Thursday it kicks into higher gear, and sounds like some dignitaries coming to town. The Norwegian ambassador to the U.S., I hear, is coming to town.
Yeah, he's going to be here Wednesday, and there's a few things planned for him. Going to go on a fishing trip and attend a few dinners and just mingle around town. There was some state dignitaries that were going to come, but since they're still in session, don't know about that. The lieutenant governor said no. The governor is like 90% no. And not sure if Senator Stedman's going to come down or Jonathan Kreis Tompkins. They want to, so I guess we're not going to know until after Wednesday when they have to take a vote in the legislature whether they're going to extend the session 10 days or take time off and get a special session asked for by the governor. So
it sounds like they're close on finishing up the budgets, but they still have some of those major decisions to make, like how to fill in the other big gap of the deficit, like permanent fund earnings or other taxes or whatever else. Yeah,
all the pieces to it. Yeah, it sounds like the House passed the changing to the oil tax credits and the oil tax bill, but then the Senate said, no, we're not going to, we don't like that, so that's going to stop there. I guess that's been the biggest stumbling block. But yeah, I think they're talking today about the 1% fish tax again and the raising it by 1%. That's what I got an email about that, but I haven't heard anything more detailed. But
so I'd be surprised if they didn't go into extra innings.
Oh, I'm sure they could be there till July. Who knows?
Definitely going into overtime.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you both for coming in today. You can hear more from the Borough Assembly tonight at 6 p.m. Remember, they're in a different location up there at the Petersburg Indian Association building. 6 o'clock, you can hear that broadcast live on KFSK.